they was happy, and I wanted to feel like that. So I asked the Lord to come into my life and change me. And I heard that it's not easy being a Christian. It's not. This summer, I went to my auntie's house, and I had like a panic attack, whatever you call it. And I was scared. I didn't know what to do because it was my first time. And I remember my dad, mom, they told, I called my dad and mom, and they told me to pray, and I prayed. And I still felt the same way, but I was scared. And then like a couple of days passed, and I felt the same way. I didn't know what to do, but I kept praying and praying. And I found out my aunt passed. And that scared me more because I just kept thinking why the person had to go, and I didn't understand why. So I started panicking more. But like too much, I'm getting people help me. My aunties. My dad. So I started, my parents, they thought it was just because I was pooping and stuff, and I went to the doctors, and every time I went, they tell me nothing was wrong, but I felt like something was wrong. I couldn't sleep. I didn't want to talk to nobody. Tell me to talk to me. But when my auntie passed, I kept writing. I wrote to her because when she was in her, sometimes I called her to help me, but she was always there. So I started reading my Bible more. And people kept telling me, maybe I'm going through this to help other people, to keep myself stronger. Because look how I work with the kids too. Just do that. And then things started getting better by the day. I started helping more people out. Started getting stronger. I started getting better. Going on to school, people told me that they just can feel my spirit like helping them. That ain't. And when I was going through the things, I wrote something. I said, we've been placed on this earth for many reasons. We may fall short, but Jesus died for our sins that we may have eternal life. God is the Alpha and Omega, or in other words, the beginning and the end. We all have a special calling, whether it's in music, being called to be a pastor, a minister, a writer, or a setter. Those things are gifts. We have a gift or gifts inside of us that we have to let out. We have different callings, but they all make up one body. 1 Corinthians 12:11 tells us about those gifts and how they make up a body. God has us go through many tests and trials, so when we get through it, we will be stronger.
Yes. Amen.
And today I leave you with this quote. Well, not that, but the quote says, the thing that's troubling you will pass. Today I'm coming from many scriptures, but the first one is John 14:1.
Amen.
It says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, ye know, and the way ye know.
Amen.
Came to tell the kids that when you go through many things, it doesn't mean nobody there to love you, hold you, because God is there. You may not have a father or a mother, but God is your father and mother.
Amen.
He can be there when you need him. Just call him anytime. He'll be there.
Amen.
Sometimes he may not come at that moment, but I promise you, he's not going to be there.
Amen.
James 4, 4 and 7. Submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil and he will flee from you. When I read that, while I was going through, you know, the enemy kept attacking my life. You know, everybody kept saying praying and praying, but when I was praying, I didn't believe. So I had to start believing and I had to start speaking to the devil and telling him to go because he can't have it. Whenever like you feel an attack or hurt, just tell him he can't go. He may come back, but he won't stay forever.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. 2 Timothy 1.
Thank you, Jesus.
For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Yes.
I read that one because when I was going through, I was scared. Scared I wasn't going to make it to the next day. I was scared I wasn't going to see nobody. But when I read this, I read that God didn't give us a spirit of fear. So he gave us the power to love and to help each other. He gave us the power of a sound mind. Mm-hmm. So when the devil come, you can say peace. Just peace, and he'll go. He may come back harder. He can come through people, through things, but he won't stay. And John 10 and 10. The thief come not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. And I read that one because I remember I was here one Sunday and I was listening to Pastor James and he told us that the enemy, he's gonna come like to try to kill some of us, but we can rebuke him and we can tell him to go. And after that day, I went to take a nap, and I couldn't go to sleep, and it felt like, you know, my body was just like my spirit was leaving, and I couldn't talk or nothing. But I remember my aunties, they said, if you can't say anything, just call him Jesus.
Yeah.
I kept calling him. And I just woke up. I jumped up. So I came to tell you about that although he comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but doesn't mean he came to kill you. Because we was all set on this earth for a purpose. You know, many of us have things that we go through. It may hurt us. But in the end, we'll be stronger. We'll get through it. You know, it may come to take us down. That doesn't mean nothing. When we there at the little one, we want to give up. Don't give up. I promise you, it'll be better in the end. And my last scripture is Isaiah 54 and 17.
Thank you.
No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn.
Yeah.
This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord.
Yeah.
And that scripture, you know, it helped me because when the enemy came to me and said many things, you know, I kept, you know, wondering, and I was scared because I didn't know what to do. But when I read this, you know, it says, no weapon that formed against thee shall prosper. So, you know, if it's not God or, you know, Jesus coming to you, it shall not prosper. Anything that he tells you in your mind, it shall not prosper. You know, anything that happens to you, it shall not prosper. Because every time that shall arise, be in judgment, thou shalt condemn. So what you speak or what you say, be careful, because, you know, anything can happen. You want to speak life, positive stuff. You don't want to, you know, speak bad stuff. When you talk to people, you want to tell them about God. You know, like, just because, sometimes just because the kids, you know, parents might think that we're not doing stuff, but we do. We watch, because we go through stuff as kids, too. You know, we sit here and go to school with people, and they say, you know, they might not wake up the next morning, but every day when we wake up, we tell the Lord thank you. Hallelujah. And it's just saying thank you, say thank you, because we saw another day. You know, sometimes we go to school with kids who's being sad, depressed, and it scares us. But as long as, sometimes I tell my friends, like when they sad or something, and I ask them, did you pray? You know, don't pray just because you know to pray, but pray and believe. Step out on faith. And I come to church every Sunday. Yeah, sometimes I look like I'm not listening, but I'm listening. Because I go through things too, you know. Just because I'm young doesn't mean nothing. Because he uses us too. And so today I just want to leave you with that. No, don't stop, you know. Don't take your joy away just because something's going on. Just let go, let God, it's your season. Oh,
some of you may have had that same experience. Amen. Are you fearful? Are you going through depression? Are you going through things, praise God, in your own mind? Adults or children? Are you fighting a battle, praise God, that looks like you're losing? Are you fighting things, amen, praise God, that is coming up against you? Amen. You need prayer for that? Amen. Well, God brought her through it so she can pray for us too. Amen. So if you're going through things, amen, this morning, amen. Praise God. She probably thought she was off the hook. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. But God said signs and wonders shall follow them that believe. Amen. That's not for her now. She's a preacher. Signs and wonders shall follow them that believe what she said. Amen. And if you believe it, praise God, you can be delivered.
Hallelujah.
You can be set free from fear, depression. And praise God, from people coming up against you, words that has been spoken against you. Amen. Maybe you feel fatherless. Maybe you feel like there is no one that cares. Whatever your feelings are today, or whatever you may be going through, if you would like prayer this morning, I would like for you to come up, amen, and receive, amen, what God has. Hallelujah, through this prayer, amen. Praise God. Amen, because we don't know by looking at you, amen, what you're going through. Amen, unless the Holy Spirit